Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Happy Friday. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's July 23rd, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Well, they're officially here. The Tokyo Olympics. Hours before the curtain raised on the Games, the International Olympic Committee said its organizers have done all they can to ensure that everything can finally go ahead on the event. Delayed for a year due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Games are set to cost as much as $25 billion. With COVID cases rising and the new Delta variant a huge risk, polls show a majority of Japanese people oppose the Games. Even if they have nowhere else to go, hundreds of homeless people living on the streets of Tokyo have been told to pack up their things and move before the Olympics begin. Tokyo authorities have tried to deter homeless people from living in the city's parks, streets, and railroad stations since the city was awarded the Games in 2013. A survey this year found that there were still more than 800 people living in hard conditions in the Japanese capital, many of them elderly. A shooting at a popular intersection in Washington, D.C. sent pedestrians, diners, and shoppers running for cover late Thursday. Journalists on the scene reported hearing 20 to 30 shots as a driver in a black sedan opened fire on the sidewalk. The shooting comes less than a week after a six-year-old was gunned down in the city, and a few days after a Washington Nationals game was suspended due to a drive-by outside the ballpark. A cluster of patients in two Dallas-area hospitals have been identified to have been infected with an untreatable fungus. In all, 22 patients were infected between January and April with a form of Candida auris, and two did not respond to any of the three major groups of antifungal medications. The latter two patients died. According to the CDC, the fungus poses the most danger to those who are immunocompromised. A nursing home in Washington, D.C. has reported the same fungus spreading among residents, infecting 101 in total and killing one. The CDC said the outbreaks are ongoing. In the Supreme Court on Thursday, Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch attempted to challenge Roe v. Wade, the landmark ruling that legalized abortion in the United States. Lynn Fitch called the original case's ruling in additions to the right to terminate a pregnancy, quote, egregiously wrong in her filing. The High Court, which currently has a 6-3 conservative majority, we'll hear arguments in the case this fall. Well, this is probably something you would not expect to see while reading actual news. Videos embedded on the websites of national news outlets like The Washington Post and New York Magazine suddenly began showing readers porn on Thursday. The not-suitable-for-work surprise reportedly came after the domain of VidMe, a former video hosting service, was bought by a porn site, which led to all videos hosted through VidMe to be replaced by links to the porn site's homepage. Some of the sites were quick to replace the explicit links with the original videos, while others still had some up. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.